Thank you and good morning. The search continues for 31-year-old Eureka resident Anthony Lux, who was suspected of having abducted his 4-year-old daughter, Allison, from her guardian's residence in Eureka on Sunday night. That guardian, who provided documentation that she has temporary physical and legal custody of the little girl, said that Lux did not have permission to leave with the child and that he did so when she was in another part of the house and unaware he was prepared to leave the residence. Lux, a white male adult, reportedly got a ride to St. Joseph's Hospital, but that's where the trail ends. An Amber Alert was not issued for the incident because the child is not considered to be in imminent danger. Both Lux and Allison remain missing, however, and a Be on the Lookout has been issued. Anyone with information as to Lux's whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
24 residential burglaries have occurred in Eureka, particularly in the Henderson area, during the month of November, according to a report issued today by the Eureka Police Department. The police department listed some consistent trends in those burglaries. 16 of the 24 reported cases have occurred during work hours between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., and common entry points have been through a rear or side door or a window. The suspects involved have been commonly described as two male adults and in some cases juveniles. Residents are encouraged to report any suspicious activity in their area, and you can contact law enforcement for any precautions to take to prevent a residential burglary.
Thank you, Jordan. A strike by tens of thousands of state employees who belong to the SEIU could happen on December 5th if negotiations between the state and the union fail to reach an agreement. On November 17th, we reported that ongoing talks between the union and the state had come to a halt over proposed pay raises and increased pension and health care costs. The SEIU represents more than 95,000 members, and that includes more than 400 union members in Humboldt County employed in state offices like Fish and Wildlife, Caltrans, and at Humboldt State University. In addition to general pay raises, the union has also raised the issue of a gender pay gap between men and women in a union whose membership is more than two-thirds female. If no resolution is reached, the union has promised a one-day walkout for next Monday. Motorists in the region are urged to check driving conditions and road conditions before setting out on a trip. Heavy rains over the past 6 weeks have led to large and small rock and mudslides on local roads and highways. Highway 299 remains limited to one-way controlled traffic west of Burnt Ranch. To the north, drivers who use Highway 199 in Del Norte County should be advised that the Smith River Bridge will be closed to traffic all day today. The Humboldt County Animal Shelter has resorted to euthanizing dogs as more animals than can be accommodated come into the facility. Now the shelter is running short on funds to treat wounds and medical conditions for those animals, and they can't be adopted out because of those needs. A fundraiser has been scheduled in 2 weeks to raise money to ease the financial burden. The restaurant Fully Deuce will host the event in coordination with the Lost Coast Rotaract and Friends for Life on December 12th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It doesn't take much for a local roadway to make the news. Mud and rock slides, quite common to the area, are the big reasons. But as we wound down the days to the election, the state of county roads was a front burner issue as well. Supervisor Estelle Fennell spoke about the county measure placed on the ballot, Measure U, a sales tax increase, that was defeated overwhelmingly by voters. Part of the reason is that it was up against two other local tax measures, and Fennell said she had fears the measure would fail, but was surprised by the result.
Well, I think, you know, Measure U, HCOG, Humboldt County Association of Governments, put that forward. It was going to give us, at the unincorporated level, $4.2 million at least a year to work on the roads. I thought that it would, because it was going to get two-thirds, I was disappointed it didn't even get to 50%.
Fennell said she supported the measure because she gets lots of calls regarding road maintenance. And now that voters have had their say, county leaders will need to find another funding source.
Bugs me about it is I get so many calls about the roads. Now we're going to be dealing with Band-Aids. That's all we can do. Maybe we can find another revenue source. We did give an extra $600,000 from Measure Z to the roads, and that's all we can do at this point.
You can listen to Supervisor Estelle Fennell talk roads on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.